Most people think overthinking comes from too many thoughts. But here is the truth. It is not your thoughts, but it is your awareness that is stuck in your head and in your mind. The real problem is that you have mistaken yourself for the thinker, and this keeps you in endless loop. And once you begin to see this identification, you will begin to break this loop. Psychologists call it a cognitive loop. Vedanta calls it forgetting who you truly are. So if you are a victim of overthinking, stay with me till the end as we will reveal how to exactly use your body, mind and awareness to break this loop and to establish yourself in peace and calm. Basically, to stop the spirals even before they begin. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. The first part is about the root reason behind overthinking. Imagine every thought in your head like a bubble rising in water. The bubble appears, it grows, it floats upward and then it bursts. The mistake happens when you look at the bubble and say, "This is me." You take ownership of something that is only passing. That is how overthinking begins. One bubble joins another, then another. Soon it feels like you are trapped inside a stream of bubbles that never stops. Most of us assume that we are this identity, we are this thinker of the thoughts. We identify ourselves with the body and mind and the thoughts that we are thinking. As per Vedanta, this identification is the root problem. If we just break this identification, we will begin to experience ourselves as our true self, which is peaceful, which is blissful, and which is centered in calm. That is why whenever a sad thought comes, we say to ourselves, "I am sad." Whenever a depressing thought comes, we say to ourselves, "I am depressed." But in fact, we are neither sad nor depressed. These are momentary thoughts. These are temporary phenomena that appear in our consciousness. We do not distinguish between who we are and our thought forms. We identify with them and we get mixed up with them completely. And that is why we experience a reality which is in congruence with our identification. Vedanta goes very deep. First of all, it states you are not your thoughts, which is very simple to understand. But then it goes on to say you are not the mind also. And then it goes further to say you are not your ego or your identity also. You are something which is beyond all of these phenomenon, and you are consciousness, which is eternal, which is imperishable, which is ageless, timeless, and it is pure bliss. That is your true essence, says Vedanta. Now think of a fan spinning in your room. As long as you switch it on and the current flows, the blades keep moving. The moment you cut the power and switch it off, the blades of the fan slow down and stop. In the same way, as long as you give your energy and awareness by saying I to every thought, the loop keeps spinning. The moment you step back and stop feeding the mind with identification, the cycle begins to lose its strength. Right now, just notice one thought that is going on within your mind for 5 seconds. Don't engage with it, don't identify with it, but just be aware of it and witness it. Now, the simple pause shows you something profound. It shows you that you are not your thought form and there is a gap between your thought and who you actually are. The moment you recognize this gap and you take this pause, you begin to break the cycle of overthinking. Psychology links constant thinking to more stress because the cognitive loops make thoughts feel personal and trigger the body. This cognitive looping, that is thinking about your thinking, it keeps the energy trapped. That is why when you're stuck in overthinking, you feel tired and you drain your energy in this loop. And it is very important to have a system and a tool to break free from it. And that is what we will discover today. And hence the next step is to understand the Vedantic perspective to take the control back. Before that, let's understand how this loop actually begins. First, you think a thought, and then another thought that is related to that. And then you begin to see that you are overthinking and you are experiencing stress and anxiety. And after that, you say to yourself, I should not overthink. I should not go in this pattern. I should not feel anxiety. And these thoughts again continue the same loop, and this becomes a pattern and this becomes a cycle. Now, the Vedantic trick is simple. Just understand that you are separate from your thoughts and your mind. Whenever these thoughts come, do not say, I should do that, I should do this, I should stop overthinking. Instead, say to yourself, all of this is in the mind and I am not my mind. Just say to yourself that you are not your mind and you are not your thoughts. You can try it now. Just take a thought that is in your mind currently and consciously take a breath and then begin to witness that thought and then mentally say to yourself that you are not your thought and you are not your mind. And just see this as a fact, as the truth. I hope you're able to get this. There is a space that is created and you will be able to see that you are the witness or the consciousness which is behind the thought and which is behind the mind, and you are not the mind itself. This understanding is crucial to achieve calmness and centeredness in the long run. But if you are new to this and if anxiety and overthinking is a big pattern in your life, then let us look at a proper 10-minute system that you can use in this part so that you can finally break free from overthinking forever. So we call this the calm reset, and there are simple 3 steps for this process. Step 1 is grounding. Step 2 is dumping. Step 3 is witnessing. Step 1, sit on a chair with both feet flat on the floor. Place your hands on your belly. Keep your back straight and take a deep breath for 4 counts within your mind and hold your breath for 2 counts and slowly exhale through your mouth for another 4 counts. You know, this counting can happen within your mind, and once you do it a couple of times, you need not even count it. It will come naturally to you. Then while breathing, press your feet into the floor to root energy out of your head and into your body. This steadies the nervous system, softens the chest pressure, and creates a fast sense of calm presence. Then comes step 2, which is dumping. Here you will need a pen and a paper. Write down every thought that comes without editing or trying to sound neat. Do not fix, do not try to solve anything. In these 3 minutes, just let the thought stream fall onto the page. Nobody will judge you. Nobody will see this. Just dump everything onto a piece of paper. This is called cognitive offloading. By putting the load outside, the mind no longer needs to hold on to it. You will release all the burden here. Then comes step 3, that is witnessing for 5 minutes. So you will spend 2 minutes on grounding, that is step 1, and then 3 minutes on dumping through a pen and a paper, and then finally witnessing for 5 minutes. So totally, it is a 10-minute exercise which can be really, really powerful. So in step 3, sit with your eyes closed, spine erect and easy, and observe. Watch thoughts move like clouds passing across an open sky. Instead of chasing them or trying to control them, let them be. Here you are not doing anything. We call this the awareness meditation within ACS. Just be the witness. Whenever a thought comes, let it be. And just focus your attention on the breath. Close your eyes and actually do this. Breathe normally. Do not try to control anything. Let everything be as it is. Just place your attention and awareness on the breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Notice a small gap between the exhalation and inhalation. and again a small gap between the inhalation and the exhalation. Just pay your attention to the breath. Just witness the breath going in and going out. Now you can open your eyes and you can save this video and you can follow these three steps together. When all of these three steps work together, it becomes a powerful antidote for stress, anxiety, and overthinking. And the step three, that is the awareness meditation, it is a complete process by itself. You can just practice this meditation for 5 to 15 minutes every day, whenever you can. You know, just sitting by yourself and witnessing your breath. This itself is a very powerful process. Use the Calm Reset daily and let us know how it helps in your journey. Just remember that you are not your thoughts, you are not your limiting beliefs, you are not your stress and anxiety. You are the infinite consciousness which is ever free, and you have the power to recognize it here and now.